I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to Cyber Intel, sponsored by WhoIsXML API, a global cyber threat intelligence provider delivering some of the world's most comprehensive sources of domain, IP, and DNS data since 2010. You can find out more about WhoIsXML API at WhoIsXMLAPI.com. Joining us today is Alex Ronquillo, Senior Director of Business Development at WhoIsXML API. Hi, Alex. It's great to have you with us today.
Hey, Hillary. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So, Alex, we talked about how cyber criminals can use domain names in cyber attacks in our last podcast, but can you tell us a little more about that? And in addition, do you have an example of how domain intelligence can help find potential indicators of compromise and also contextualize them?
Sure. So there's some odd behavior that can be potentially dangerous because of how cheap and easy it is for anyone to just buy a domain name. There aren't many well-enforced restrictions on what you can do when you register websites and the name of those websites. So there's a lot of questionable domains that get created, oftentimes with big brand names. Sometimes those brand names are spelled exactly the same as the actual brand. Sometimes they're actually spelt with kind of look-alike characters. So we ran an experiment looking for new domains containing the term Microsoft in our domain intel feeds. In total, we found about 300 newly registered domains in an eight-month span, 2019 to 2020. Some of these domains actually had special characters like ASCII, IDN, kind of puny code domains. And those are where you can sort of hide like a normal English letter with its non-English counterpart. It may be like an Acento, it may be like a Russian O, but it's very easy to use those things and fool even trained human eyes. So this sort of begs the question, if there's 300 new domains out there, are any of these potentially going to be leveraged for an attack on Microsoft or Microsoft customers? This is where we work with our clients to try to find the truth. So Microsoft's official domain name has been owned by that company since 1991. They're publicly traded. They have a great reputation. They have nothing to hide. As so, the info that they leave in their WHOIS record, they leave it public. The recorded location is consistent with the corporation's headquarters address. They keep a consistent domain registration email address as well. So looking at these 300 domains, we found a hugely suspicious problem. Only three of the 300 domains we found that were registered recently, only three of those actually point back to the same legit domain registration records that Microsoft typically uses in their registration. Now, these 290 or so mostly had their registrant information redacted or hidden, usually using overseas, like WHOIS privacy, proxy services, or they've just been registered in countries that are well known for kind of turning a blind eye in domain name disputes or even criminal extradition. So that leaves us with something like 98% of those Microsoft domains that were made recently may not be legitimate. And any one of those could suddenly host a, let's say, fake Microsoft login page where user credentials may be captured and compromised. The typical diagnosis here is for Microsoft to submit, let's say, like a UDRP or a takedown effort against those associated domain name registrars and the hosting companies for kind of allowing abuse of their trademark. But anyone who's gone through that process knows that it's really tedious without hard evidence to actually get any action. So by analyzing a lot of footprints from the IP hosting DNS spaces, and by actually monitoring the content of those websites and sharing that information with the threat intelligence sharing communities we work with, we're hoping that someone will identify a suspicious trigger on these domains before someone actually goes, they fall victim, they get their assets, their credentials compromised, and then we end up hearing about it on the news.
Interesting. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining us today.
Happy to do so. Thanks, Hillary.
Cyber Intel is sponsored by WhoIsXML API. WhoIsXML API offers some of the world's most comprehensive sources of domain, IP, and DNS intelligence on the market. With over 50,000 satisfied customers, WhoIsXML API has been a key player in the security value chain since 2010, helping all types of cybersecurity companies build better security tools and companies. To learn more about Who is XML API, visit them on the web at whoisxmlapi.com. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. To hear our other podcasts and to watch our videos, visit us at cybercrimemagazine.com.